recording.
I'm with Dr. Duncan Morrow at the launch of the findings from the 2012 Northern Ireland Life and Times survey. Dr. Morrow, what are the standout findings for you?
Well, there are obviously a whole lot of standout findings, but it's the contradictions that actually you're left with. If I was a unionist, I would get a couple of points. The union is safe. Nobody's saying going to unite Ireland. Unionism may not be safe. And Britishness is not the basis of social cohesion for everybody across the board. So that leaves you with a whole set of policy questions. For nationalists, it's another mix. The border is there for the foreseeable. This is not an issue about a border poll. Irish identity is actually not threatened by the border. It seems to be persistent and consistent in spite of the border. And Irishness, on the other hand, does not extend into the Protestant community and is not the basis for a shared social cohesion. That leaves you with a whole set of important policy, political and constitutional questions.
What kind of message do these results send to the political class or the political community in Northern Ireland?
I think it sends a message which is maybe the big gap is emerging between the old narrative and some of the new choices people want to make. There was an interesting point made in the seminar, which was maybe people have a sense of national identity, but they no longer connect that directly to a political project in particular. And that, I think, is very important for parties which have been formed on joining those two things together.
Thank you.